It was 65 years ago today that the United Nations adopted the Declaration of Human Rights. Thousands of people have devoted their lives to defending the rights of not only those around them, but the rights of those around the world. Talcott Broadhead is one of those people. She and other Quakers in Olympia run the Friends New Underground Railroad. Unlike the 19th century version, this railroad escorts gay, lesbian, and transgender people out of Uganda. It started 8 months ago after Uganda enacted a law that severely criminalized homosexual acts. That law was struck down by a court in August on a technicality. LGBT people in Uganda celebrated, but Broadhead said that was premature.
We ended up with a very large number of people who were in direct threat, and sadly, a number of whom who had been beaten and also killed after the repeal of this law. In the villages outside of Kampala and even the smaller cities like Jinja, there's been this movement towards like vigilante justice because they couldn't rely on the government to do so for them. And so the fear was no longer imprisonment so much as it was mob justice.
The Ugandan parliament is set to implement another discriminatory law by Christmas that will be even stricter. It will criminalize not just LGBT people, but also people who help them. I talked to Broadhead in July, and she said her organization thought long and hard about getting involved in this issue.
The first question, of course, that we were asked when we brought this to the Olympia Friends meeting that we attend was, how do we know this isn't a scam? How do you know? How can you tell? You know, there's a lot of stories about scams.
A lot of people might have been wanting to leave Uganda for any number of reasons.
Of course, saying they're gay. You know, maybe their economic opportunities are few. And so we began in April a very intensive process of vetting all of the individuals who we were working with as conductors, as well as the stories of the, up till then, I believe it was 12 people that we had helped move out of Uganda. And we went so far, as tacky and difficult as it was to request, photographs of the people's beatings. Everything matched. We went to third-party sources, other NGOs, social service networks, both in country and abroad, who had worked with or served any of these individuals, and everything matched.
Talcott Broadhead is with us, and she's with the Friends New Underground Railroad. They've been helping hundreds of LGBTQ people get out of Uganda, where they're facing serious oppression. Tell us a little bit about how it works. How do you get people from there to here?
The people who are doing this are queer and straight allies. They're Africans on the ground in Uganda, Africans helping Africans. To use the nomenclature associated with the Underground Railroad, people who we work with that are actually ferrying folks, finding avenues for escape, we're referring to as conductors. We have three conductors, not enough. And sadly, one of them we recently lost to severe violence because it became known that he was supporting people. He was brutally beaten, and we had to medically evacuate him to another country. None of the hospitals on the ground in Uganda would serve our conductor, though he was in dire condition after a brutal beating. And so we had to arrange for a medical evacuation to a second country.
Is he okay?
He's okay now. He's still recovering. And we are at this point working on him receiving asylum to a third country because it's no longer safe for him to go back to Uganda.
So it's unsafe for the conductors who are
Absolutely.
Getting these folks out. Is it unsafe for them to even attempt to leave? Is this so surreptitious that there's no getting of a visa or any kind of official contact about leaving?
So what's happening with these folks is there's not as much planning as we might like. People are being outed on radio stations. In Easter, the bishop of Jinja made an announcement calling for all churches and seminaries to reject queer and trans youth and adults, and in fact, to publicly shame them. So even children who were suspected because maybe they were boys who were effeminate were then thrown out of school. Now we have state-sanctioned and church-sanctioned violence against queer folks. So what we're finding is the passengers who come to us have fled for their lives when they find our conductors. they frequently have nothing but the clothes on their backs. One of our passengers returned home to try to kind of surreptitiously retrieve his passport, and he was caught and he was burned to death publicly.
What's the avenue then for getting out of the country?
So the avenue, I can't tell you. I have to be very cautious.
Is it by air? Is it by land?
It's not by air. The reason why it's complicated to discuss is because this is happening right now in this moment, and we need to preserve the avenues that we have so that we can move more people.
I'm talking to Telka Broadhead. She's a Quaker social worker, and she's helping people who are LGBTQ get out of Uganda, where they're facing some serious oppression. Next door is Kenya. It's a strongly Quaker country, and this is a Quaker movement you're describing. Are the Quakers in Kenya helping?
What you need to know is not all Quakers are liberal like us. We're considered radical. Quakers are associated with social justice, but not all meetings embrace the same movements. The individual who is responsible for the station in Nairobi is somebody who is actually from a European country. Because we've vetted that station and it's a good fit, we at this moment haven't needed to expand into finding other stations in Kenya. I would be so excited to hear Kenyan Quakers adopting, you know, as meetings, the Underground Railroad also.
There's certainly a human obligation to helping people who are being oppressed and killed and because of their sexuality. But is there an additional element here, because it was American evangelical religious groups that have helped to feed this fervor in Uganda against these folks? Does that put an additional responsibility on members of the American religious community to try to fix what's been done?
I believe it does. I also believe that there's a special obligation upon anyone affiliated with the legacy of colonialism or has a settler history. As a white American, particularly, apart from my own religious affiliation, I do feel obligated. But I need to be cautious and recognize that I'm here to do what the folks being affected and impacted ask me to do, not what I think they should do and not what I want to do.
What's the future for gay people in Uganda? Is it, will they always be having to escape through the means that you're providing? Is there any possibility of a change in sentiment there toward them?
I know that lifting people up out of a crisis like this is definitely not the answer to gay rights and trans rights in Uganda. It's an emergency situation that we can't ignore, and we wish we didn't have to do it. But it's what we can do right now. And I can't judge people for wanting to survive. So for those who aren't staying in country to work amongst perhaps legal and avenues of justice to affect that change, I won't judge them for leaving.
How can those of us who are just kind of horrified with what's going on there help?
Our leverage and access here in the United States really is a financial one. It costs $55 right now for us to essentially assist a queer Ugandan in escaping with their life. $55, if you can imagine, that's the cost of one LGBT life in Uganda.
That was Telka Broadhead in July talking about the Friends New Underground Railroad. The Quaker-run initiative has been scuttling people out of Uganda for 8 months. They've raised $70,000 and helped 708 people escape to Canada, Europe, and elsewhere in Africa. But the project has been dangerous. About a dozen participants have died, including a conductor named Tony.
Tony moved 280 people out of country. And, you know, at one point he was doing this while himself suffering from a number of diseases, malaria, tuberculosis, and problems that he was experiencing in relation to chronic malnutrition. He was a pharmacist, and he was obviously not necessarily prepared in any academic sense to be doing work such as, you know, carrying people on his back through a jungle to cross a border with the intention of them eventually resettling to safety. But he did it, and he stood to the cause, and he literally did it until he died from it. Sadly, his family would not claim his body. Even in death, they rejected him. He was a gay man. And so we did make an appeal to have his body released to another conductor and buried.
Talcott Broadhead, a Quaker in Olympia, Washington, working to shuttle persecuted LGBT people out of Uganda. Her group is called the Friends New Underground Railroad. Uganda is planning a new anti-gay law after its Anti-Homosexuality Act was struck down in August. It's expected to be even more severe. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.